delaying the cold summer, but well, shit, he should have done his album in the summer. That's all I can say. We'll get to that. I'm not done listening to it anyway. I want to talk about a couple of things today. My husband is here making faces at me, so I'm not sure what he's saying, but I want to begin tonight, kind of late, but rest in peace to Juice WRLD, man. I was so sad to hear this. I don't know when I heard this news. What? When was it?
Literally.
2 days ago? A day?
No, it was a day ago. 2 hours, like, after the report came out.
Yeah, that really made me sad. Like, I woke up to this news. My husband was the person who told me when XXXTentacion died. We were talking about that earlier when I was on with Madison. But I don't know, like, XXXTentacion was always talking about dying. I don't know why Juice WRLD caught me off guard. X was killed. And now the situation with Juice WRLD is fishy as hell. Like Jay-Z says, industry is fishy, man, because they're saying that he swallowed pills because the pilots told the FBI that he had a fucking gun, and they still found 70 pounds of weed. So I don't know. Like, you could easily flush pills, crush them, throw them out, hide them. I don't know. It's really weird, and I want my husband to give his take.
Well, I think, like, from the reports I've read, that, you know, he swallows all these pills. Which I think, honestly, like, when they do an autopsy, they're going to find out that it was, like, fake pills. Like, it had to be mixed with something.
You think it was laced? You think the pills was like, laced. a fentanyl.
Definitely situation. Fentanyl. Like,
which is big right now.
It's just, like, I think it was, like, a split-second decision. He wasn't thinking about it. And plus, a lot of the times, it's the people that you hang out with that cause you to do stupid stuff in a split second. And
that's big in the music world, though. Like, I wanted to say something about that. It's the company you keep, and if the people around you aren't telling you, bro, slow down, or like, be careful, like, I'm not telling you what to do, but you gotta chill a little bit, then you got the wrong people around you. It's just that simple.
It's like, you see the video, like, when they're, I guess before they got on a flight, or like after they landed, or like, there was some point where there's a video of them, and like, everybody looks good on a plane. Everybody looks like they're having a good time, and you don't see nothing like bad going on.
Right.
It's kind of sad to see him in his last moments enjoying life, and, you know, all of a sudden he gets off the plane, goes into these convulsions, and still conscious. So like, you're thinking like, damn, like, this kid like probably suffered in his last moments, only for you to be conscious at the hospital for your heart to stop.
So was he conscious at the hospital? Because they said they spent 40 minutes trying to revive him, and then they took him to the hospital. Well, which is crazy, because
the reports is like all over the place. So I think, like, at the end of the day, like, until we find out the autopsy, I think it's just best to like just remember him as an artist and as a person. Because like, what I loved about him the most was like his ability to show love to like anybody that's passed before him. So like, he didn't do it for attention, he did it out of respect. So like, when Mac Miller passed away, when X died, when Lil Peep died, when Nipsey died, like, he you know,
Nipsey was killed. I don't ever like to say like XXXTentacion died. He was killed. And I know we're like just putting a label on something. Sorry for the whisper voice, guys. We can't be too loud. But we're gonna be loud enough. She is sleeping. Back to what we were saying, like, Nipsey was killed, XXXTentacion was killed, but the drugs in the music industry is something that people talk about. They talk about it freely in music in like a fun way, but then people talk about like, get off lean, don't do this, don't do that for like a week. And then people come back and then just continue doing it anyway.
What kills me is like, I remember being at a young, like, I remember at a young age when Pimp C died, and people were like, oh, stop taking drugs, drugs are serious. And then all of a sudden, it went back into like this drug culture. And as I was like getting older.
Okay, well, one of your favorites is Future, right? Bodine Brazy. Let's not go too far. Rest in peace, Yams. What was his last tweet? Bodine Brazy. Okay. So these kids, because they're fucking kids, man, you're in your early 20s, your life is starting. Like, that's the beginning of life. When you're in your teens, you're a fucking child. You are not in life yet. Somebody's still controlling your life. But when you're in your early 20s and you popping pills and you doing lean, smoke, don't ever blame weed for anything, please. Weed is not a gateway drug. The industry has an overload of drugs. And my whole thing is, like, a lot of times managers give in to what the artist wants. So, like, there'll be an artist, well, they'll say, I'm not gonna perform unless I have this, this, and this. Like, I need this to perform. And the managers will facilitate it for them, and they will bring them coke or bring them weed or bring them whatever. And my whole thing is, like, in the music industry, should there be some kind of, like, I don't know, a extra person that's not part of the entourage, but that's not management, that's like just there to kind of like reel these people in? Because it's a lot of controversy now. Like, Juice WRLD wasn't a drug addict. Why are you guys putting that label on him? You wasn't a drug addict, but obviously people relate you to that because the drugs are around you. So something, he rapped about it. I'm not too familiar. Like, I know his main music. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know.
But I'm gonna say this too. Like, even out of rap, you gotta look at like Prince, Michael Jackson, Tom Petty. Like, these guys was, like, Michael Jackson was like being heavily sedated to the point where like he was
comatose. Exactly, and it's the music industry. That's what I'm saying. Like, drugs in the music industry, there it's like an abundance. Like, it's just too much.
And like,
wasn't Michael Jackson at a point where he had to take pills to wake up?
Yeah.
He was so
sedated. He was comatose. Like, he would go into a sleep sedated, like, frenzy, basically. And like,
and this is
that's what ended up killing him.
Icon, a legend. Like, nobody can take away from Michael Jackson who he is. His place is there. Like, no one can take that away from him. But somebody like Juice WRLD, where there's even in the news, they're like, oh, up and coming to me is somebody that you don't really know.
Yeah, he was known.
This kid was known. This kid's music has been being played for a while now. You know, so it's like, in comparison to people like how you were saying Michael Jackson and Prince and all these other people from before the youth's time, because Juice WRLD just turned 21.
But that's who they idolize. Like, you gotta think about Jimi Hendrix. You know, he died from a drug overdose. Elvis Presley, I think he had a heart attack on the toilet or something, but that had to be drug related. Well,
Kanye West might be crazy, but then he's my type of crazy because he's overdosing on Jesus. I don't know what he's on. He's taking his medication. Don't, like, it's one thing to take meds because you need them. Mental illness is real. Pain is real. Perks, people take perks for pain. Can take them for fun, for like, what did they say he popped? It was perks. They said he popped.
Yes,
people take Xanax for recreational purpose. Do you know how strong a Xanax bar is? It's for anxiety. It's to calm your ass down. And people just pop them, and it's not just him. Who else? I want to do a list. I want to throw it on a list because I'm older. I'm in the in-between. I'm like the J. Cole. You know, I'm like the little bro and the big bro at the same time. So I don't really know a list of the names. But I want a list of, like, the most recent people that have passed because of drugs. Mac Miller is one. Lil Juice Peep. WRLD is the topic. Lil Peep. Yams. Rest in peace, Yams. And these are all people from the music industry, and they were all Prince, in their 20s.
But he was older, of course.
Prince was older. It bothers me more when it's kids, man. Yeah. This is kids. 21, he just turned old enough to buy liquor.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad. And I'm a mother, so it's different when you see it because you think about your own. Like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I just been like, well, shit. fuck it, shit happens. But that's somebody's son, that's somebody's child, and nobody around him is like, bro, like, you don't have to take these pills, or there's a different way to do this. Like, somebody sat on an airplane with him and watched him take the pills. Yeah. You the money man on that airplane. You the reason why you're on a private jet, I would think, right?
Yeah, and that's what, like, Eminem used to touch about it, like, with his drug use, where he's, like, people would, like, never let him reach that limit because they knew that their money would stop the minute he died.
Yeah, but the thing is, in situations like that, which is one of the things I'll talk about in my book, when you're on drugs like that, you don't have, like, a clear mind to think about what you're doing. So it's not even about, like, oh, I'm not gonna get to that point. It's like, you don't know if he was on lean, not really thinking straight. You can't think straight when you're not sober. I don't care how good of a handle you have on drugs. I don't care how much your body has built tolerance towards it. It does not matter. You cannot think straight. And talking about the topic of drugs in the music industry, I think Lizzo is, how do you, is her name Lizzo or Lizzo?
I don't know, but she can't be doing shit like that.
I think she's on drugs, and I'm like, not trying to be funny, but it's coming out funny. I like to end things on a good note.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, my episodes are never this long. This is why I always tell you guys, you know, if it's better to do it with a person, or rather when it's just me talking to myself and then you guys listen in later. Is this chick on drugs? And I don't think, am I being old school? Like, my husband is a little bit younger than me, guys. So am I being old school, or am I right? I feel like if I wasn't a mom, it wouldn't bother me as much. But now that I am a mom, things change when you become a parent, and I would be pissed off if I went somewhere and my child was exposed to somebody's fecal matter, if you want to be honest. Look, she was wearing a thong with a dress with no ass. She was sitting on those chairs. You gonna tell me her butthole didn't touch the chair?
Listen,
I bet you it did.
In the early 2000s, watching wrestling, there was a wrestler named Rakisha. I thought that was nasty. To see her pull that same stunt?
Is that who they're connecting her? Is that the name?
I am disgusted. She should never do that. If I ever go to an NBA arena, she's there. I'm calling security. I'm getting a refund. That was nasty.
It's not even about the nastiness. I feel like it's disrespectful because she did fart. She did. She was wearing a thong, and it wasn't even like a... Like, you can be sexy and classy at the same time. It was crass. It was like you have a hole in the part where your ass is, but it looked like a giant-sized t-shirt with a hole in the butt part. There was nothing, like, stylish about it. There was nothing fly about it. It was nasty. Her thong was crooked, and I'm all for women's empowerment, especially after having a baby. I don't know if she has kids or not. I don't really care. The point is, if I, like, that shit don't happen in Yankee Stadium, because they'll kick your ass out. This bitch, this female, was courtside at a basketball game with her ass out.
There's kids there.
Like, but it's not even, like, kids.
For these kids now.
It's disrespectful.
Rude. They're like, what the hell, is my mom going to wake up one day wearing a dress like this?
And the issue is that people say, like, oh, if she was skinny, would it be different? If it was a man, would it be different? Like, y'all talk so much shit about dudes sagging, but their ass is covered. And I'm not for sagging. I'm not a sagger. I tell anybody this within ear reach, pick your pants up. I don't care if you're a stranger, if I know you, I will tell you to pick your pants up.
Because
that's nasty.
That's very true.
But the ass is covered. I'm going to be realistic. The ass is covered. Her ass was out. I saw every...
Pixels, like,
I've seen prints. Hair follicles. When you sit down, I think your ass cheeks spread a little bit, and it was just bad. She shouldn't do stuff like that, and I really think she is on drugs. You gotta be high to do shit like that, man. Like, this, people like to blame it on the alcohol because it's legal and you're not gonna get looked at crazy. That bitch was high off cocaine. I don't care what nobody says. That cocaine is a hell of a drug. Whatever she was on. You're not thinking straight.
Nah, she wasn't.
Or maybe the fame got to her head. Jay-Z said it best. He said, fame is the strongest drug known to man.
She must have been high to go outside dressed like that.
And then that's another great example of people not having good people around them. Because I guarantee you, I have like 3 friends that I could count on a hand. Real friends that I consider friends. If I was to wear something like that, they would be like, no, you're not. We're not going.
Nothing like that.
It's just, you know, like I said, it's the company you keep. And the debate should be up for debate whether she's free and let her do what you want in your own space. That is a place where people go with their kids, and it was wrong. She's like what's that little, the monkey that dances for change? I don't know if that's like the right terminology to use, but like I feel like she's doing it for attention. I feel like she's in the clout sauce. She's lost in the clout sauce. That's what it is. She wants her name out there. She's doing it all wrong. As much shit as they talk about Cardi B, at least Cardi B knows it's a time and a place. She was at the wrong place. It was just nasty. So don't do drugs, people. Like, drugs are bad. And if you take medication for whatever pain, back pain, sciatica, your anxiety, or whatever people take pills for, take your medication like it says on the bottle. Don't go crazy. Don't do stuff like that. Don't blame weed. Weed has nothing to do with the problem. It's like those with the hardcore drugs that people think, I got a handle on this, man. They got a handle on you. Believe that. Too many people RIP'd, and we never go this far. We made it really far. So, let's see. Okay. So, with that being said, let me know. I always tell you, let me know. Comment, send a message, send whatever, good, bad, ugly. I take it all. Accept it. I'm open to the comments. And don't do drugs. Remember, they said it on South Park. Drugs are bad, okay?
No. Drugs are bad, okay?
There you go. Good night, folks.